She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to talk about beauty from the inside out, what you eat and drink and put on your skin. There's something that you can do as well, something called a beauty IV. And here to talk about that is Greg Conover, MD. He's also an organic, and he's in organic medicine as well. And it's really fascinating. Hello, Dr. Conover. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's so nice. I'd love to hear about the organic medicine part. I'm tripping on my words here. And then sure. Jump into the beauty IVs.
Right. So organic medicine, I look at that as a positive, holistic framework for which I can help patients feel better. So yeah, I'm a conventionally trained physician, but I have a lot of interest and expertise in the natural side, the holistic side of health. And so I apply that and help patients figure things out and give them lots of options and help them learn about nutrition and supplements and exercise and toxicities and that more holistic approach to health and well-being than just taking a pharmaceutical and following the herd.
Yeah, I think that makes so much sense. And I'm hoping that more and more doctors are opening their minds this way and learning about this way of treating their patients, because the holistic way makes such a difference. Let's talk about these beauty IVs. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, what
sure.
are they?
So I've been using different types of nutritional IVs in my practice for a long time now, probably almost a decade. And they really work. You know, the concept is you take different nutrients, and you put them in an IV and you give them directly via the vein. Most people think of an IV as, you know, you go to the emergency room if you're dehydrated. And using nutritional IVs is different. We're being proactive. We're actually giving good things, different amino acids and vitamins and minerals and whatnot. The IVs that I've come up with, I call fast vitamin IVs because I give them all as a push. So it's really fast. It takes anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes. And the advantage is that when we speed up the time from which we can get those nutrients into the bloodstream, the better they're going to work. The main idea is that when we give anything by IV, we're bypassing the, you know, the GI system. And we estimate only about 20% of nutrients at most are absorbed through that system. And with so many people having food intolerances and different pathogens in their gut and whatnot, it becomes very difficult for everyone to maximize and absorb everything that they're eating or taking, you know, via supplements. So these nutrient IVs really work and people feel really better. So I, you know, I have different ones for working out and performance and, you know, thinking and being mentally sharp, but I also developed a couple for skin. You know, the skin is the largest organ and, you know, so many, well, mostly women, but some men too, apply all this topical stuff to their skin thinking, you know, I need vitamin C and zinc and, you know, biotin, all these different nutrients. And when you apply it topically, you only get, you know, you get some absorbed, obviously, but you can't reach all of the skin. It's impossible. So I put different nutrients into these IVs that you get into the bloodstream and then are rapidly absorbed to where they need to go. And it's really neat, and it works really well. And it's certainly not a standalone therapy. I mean, I don't expect people to stop using topical therapy or stop taking care of their skin, but it really augments what they're doing.
So what are some examples? Like, for example, would vitamin C be part of a protocol? Because I've heard of vitamin C IV, obviously, or vitamin B, and is it collagen that you use for skin? So just give us some examples of what the vitamins are. I mean, I'm guessing it's concoctions as well, but just to give us an idea.
Sure. Right. So they're all different. I have two different skin ones, and they both are a mix of different minerals, amino acids, and vitamins. So in one, essentially the beauty IV, has proline, which is an amino acid, which is great for, you know, solid structures and collagen, like you mentioned. It has zinc, has biotin, it has large doses of these. That, you know, another advantage of the IV is you can take larger doses and actually get it absorbed, whereas if you take things orally, a lot of times there's a ceiling and you can't. They have magnesium in them and different B vitamins in different doses. And it took me a while to figure out kind of, you know, how to put this together and make it work. And just, I don't know, over the last 4 or 5 years, I've tried them out on patients and come up with some good combinations. All, you know, both of the skin ones can contain different you know, it's a combination of minerals, amino acids, and vitamins. Does that make sense?
No, it does. And how much would it cost someone, like, you know, I guess there's different, I'm assuming, are there different prices for the different ones, or what would this run the average person?
Yeah, it runs, each IV is anywhere from $150 to $250. You know, in my practice, I offer packages that people buy. You know, a lot of people start out getting the IVs twice a week. Again, it only takes anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes, so they're literally in and out of my office in maybe 5 minutes total. So it doesn't take a lot of time. And, you know, then people generally back down to, you know, once a week, and some people obviously want to go less frequently, once a month. But the IVs are not going to, I'm not going to pretend and say, oh, it's going to last a month or 6 months. It's something that has to be kept up with. However, I found a lot of patients, even with the skin IVs, they do find they can space it out, and they feel better, their skin looks better, it helps with complexion and skin surface stuff. So it's variable. Most people get a package because they want to do a series of the IVs.
Yeah, I was going to ask about what it improves, and you just mentioned it. So the complexion, and does it help build collagen as well, I'm guessing, and to decrease the signs of, you know, little lines on your face, things like
wrinkles,
that?
Wrinkles, maybe?
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, obviously, with any skincare program, you know, everyone says, you know, two big things are hydration and sunscreen. But most people are, you know, at least partially dehydrated. So it, you know, and on that vein, we're going to help correct by getting nutrients in, not just water, but nutrients in that, again, you can take topically or you can take orally, but they're going to be, you know, different varying degrees of absorption. With the IV, you're going to get really a high level of absorption. And so, right, you're going to help build collagen, help with the texture of skin, make it more smooth, help even out complexion things. Just like any kind of health issue, when you get a great blend and balance of nutrients, great things can happen. And the same thing is true for the skin. I think the unique part is that, you know, all the focus has been topically for the most part, you know, use sunscreen and then use different topical products to get these vitamins in. So this is kind of novel, a novel way to actually get those needed nutrients in from the inside out.
So should people have their vitamins checked before getting an IV?
That's a good question. I get that a lot. No, not necessarily. I mean, and it's hard to check all the vitamins and nutrients in an efficient, costly manner. There's different, depending on what you want to check, whether it's blood or urine or even hair, there are different mediums for checking these nutrients. And so I don't find that to be the case. At least I don't start that with my patients. We can use these IVs empirically. And then, you know, if people aren't responding or they're looking for a different response, that's something we can explore. Because, again, we're being proactive. And for something like the skin IV, it works really well when people just kind of get this going and they see improvement and they like what they're doing. And I haven't, for the skin IVs, I haven't found that that's really been a part of it. Certainly when people aren't feeling well or they're having fatigue or you name it, lots of other health conditions, it's helpful to get that information. But for the skin IVs, it really doesn't matter.
Now, do you talk to them too about what they're eating so they can make it even last longer by eating the foods that have these nutrients in them?
Sure. And I think that's a part of it is, you know, what people are eating, and there's so many components of being healthy besides, you know, just taking stuff, and certainly, you know, having good nutrition and exercising and thinking positive thoughts are a part of that. And so I help people apply that holistic kind of lifestyle, which is important. And certainly anyone who's going to eat well helps that whole process be more efficient.
Well, thank you, Dr. Conover. We're out of time for today, but you can learn more about the process at fastvitaminiv.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my co-host, Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Naturally Savvy and at Your Radio MD. Have a beautiful day and stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.